Looking back on 2017, welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
Our state is currently dealing with a situation which we have not faced before.
In this particular outbreak, there was only one house out of eight that was affected.
Looking back on agriculture in Tennessee in 2017, one of the top stories would have to be the outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza that hit poultry farms in Lincoln County this past March. Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Jay Templeton.
Could not have asked for our staff as well as other departments in state government to react. I give all the credit in the world, one, to our people here, but also to former Commissioner Julius Johnson, who insisted that we have a plan of action ready to implement should we find ourselves facing HPAI in Tennessee.
Well, thankfully, the outbreak of bird flu was contained to a small area of the state, but thousands of birds had to be depopulated. Another area the commissioner points to in 2017 is the dicamba issue.
We're all well aware of the resistant issue. We know the need for technology, but we also know the need, we also know the issue that we had with this new technology, that regardless of what caused the problems, what science may say, we still had an issue there, and we're going to work our way through that, we think, once again, just as we did last year with our temporary rules.
The commissioner also commented on what a great crop year our farmers had for the most part across the state, if only prices were better, but that's the farmer in him as he looks to 2018.
It's going to be a great year, but that's that eternal optimism in all of us. I'm a four seasons guy, but I want winter to be the shortest season. I can't wait to see the buttercups coming up, a little green rice, and I'm ready to go to the field.
Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Jay Templeton. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.